朋友们大家好，欢迎来到今天的可可英语校园英语口语频道，很高兴又与您通过网络见面了。在很多国家的语言当中呢，都是有大批围绕心而形成的俗语，那么汉语中呢，有关心的成语和习语呢是数不胜数，那么英语呢也是不例外。那么在今天的节目当中呢，我们就共同来学习一些与心有关的英语表达。那么首先来看第一个 Number 1， She was going to sell the house but had a change of heart at the last minute. 她本来是要卖房子的，但在最后一刻她改变了主意。那么在这句话当中 Had a change of heart， Have a change of heart 表示的意思呢就是改变了主意。She was going to sell the house, but he had a change of heart at the last minute. Number 2, the anti-hunting campaigners are just a bunch of bleeding hearts who don't understand the countryside.
那些反狩猎者只不过是一些不懂乡村生活的烂好人。
The anti-hunting campaigners are just a bunch of bleeding hearts who don't understand the countryside.
那么在这句话当中 bleeding heart,表示的就是那些心肠比较软的人。
Number 3, everyone in the office is especially cheerful on payday, since a heavy purse makes a light heart.
发工资那天，办公室里的每个人都很高兴，因为有钱，心情才轻松。那么在这句话当中 ，a heavy purse makes a light heart 表示的意思呢是有钱，心情才轻松。
Everyone in the office is especially cheerful on payday, since a heavy purse makes a light heart.
那么在这里呢 ，Max 提醒大家，发工资的那天，我们就可以说 on payday.
Number 4, the sad condition of these refugees would move a heart of stone to sympathy.
这些难民的悲惨处境呢，能使一个铁石心肠的人动容。
The sad condition of these refugees would move a heart of stone to sympathy.
那么在这句话当中 ，a heart of stone， 它表示的意思呢，就是铁石心肠的人，与上边的 bleeding heart 形成了对应。Bleeding heart 表示的是心肠软的人啊，而这个 a heart of stone 它表示的意思呢，是铁石心肠的人。
Number 5, yes, I'm a chicken-hearted subject. I never try anything too risky.
对，我是很胆小，我从来不做什么太冒险的事情。那么这句话当中 ，a chicken-hearted subject 表示的意思呢，就是胆小鬼、胆小的人。
Yes, I am a chicken-hearted subject. I never try anything too risky. Number 6, don't be so shy. Don't be so shy about talking to anybody. Faint heart never won fair lady.
别不敢和伊丽丝说话，懦夫难得美人心。那么在这句话当中 ，faint heart 表示的意思呢，就是懦夫，怯懦的人。
Don't be so shy about talking to anybody. Faint heart never won fair lady. Number 7, my wallet was emptier than a banker's heart.
我的钱包空空如也。
My wallet was emptier than a banker's heart.
那么在这里 ，emptier than a banker's heart 表示的意思呢，就是空空如也，钱包是空的。
Number 8, I had my heart in my mouth when I heard the national anthem.
听到国歌时，我很激动。
I had my heart in my mouth when I heard the national anthem.
那么在这句话当中呢 ，had one's heart in one's mouth 表示的意思呢，就是激动的意思。很激动的
，have one's heart in one's mouth，
很激动的。
Number 9, his heart was in his boots as he waited for news of the accident。
在等待那场事故消息的时候呢，他很紧张。那么这句话当中
，one's heart was in one's boots
表示的意思呢，是很紧张的意思。
His heart was in his boots as he waited for the news of the accident。Number 10。Don't let your heart rule your head. If you lend him that money, you will never see it again.
别感情用事，你借给他钱就有去无回了。那么在这句话当中
，let your heart rule your head 表示的意思呢，就是感情用事的。Don't let your heart rule your head. If you lend him that money, you will never see it again.
好了，我们在今天的节目当中呢，就给大家介绍了10个与心有关的英文表达。好了，我们今天的节目呢，到此就要结束了。我们下期节目再会，拜拜。